The Plymouth High School bands were among more than 120 groups in 21 floats that took part in the Thanksgiving parade. It was quite the return after the 400th celebration was canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. Scores of people lined the streets, including Plymouth resident Bob Ocaro.
It just wells up my heart. I mean, I've got goosebumps just watching some of these floats and parades, and Ollie has done a great job putting this together, and he has over the past years.
Ollie DiMacedo is the executive director of the parade. Opening ceremonies included the Army Golden Knights parachute team, and Sergeant First Class Roman Grijalva from Scituate was part of that jump.
Being home for the Thanksgiving Day parade, jumping over local community, it's always that much more exciting and special because you know that the people there, people that put the event together, the people that did everything for you so that you could present yourself to the crowd and do what we do. It's always an amazing experience.
They presented an American flag to Plymouth native Nick Afrazio, a Marine veteran who was severely wounded by a grenade attack in Afghanistan in 2010. The parade also included representatives from the Wampanoag tribe, the First Nations people, in a greeting of friendship. Paul Jaley is the historian for America's Hometown Thanksgiving.
From the Wampanoag right here who reached out to the pilgrims, allowed them to survive, to the First Nation peoples, when you capture that moment of unity going forward, in spite of some of the history, which is pretty atrocious, and some of the things that were done to Native people, which were wrong, and you see them moving forward and seeing hope and unity. That's what Thanksgiving's all about.
In Plymouth, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.